Look at Leviticus. All of that was to bring us to Leviticus. I'm the only one that I know of that reads and teaches Leviticus. But when you go back to the Old Testament law, we're talking about being redeemed from sin. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. So sin brought a curse, and you were redeemed not just from sin, but everything that sin held, everything that sin grasped, everything that sin had done, you were redeemed from. Now, there was no physical death in the Garden of Eden. We covered that. Physical death came as a result of Adam's sin, and as a result of physical death, sickness entered our world, man began to die. That's all a product of sin. So when he redeemed you from sin and blotted out your sin and took your place as a substitute, he healed you of diseases. Now, a lot of the religion world doesn't believe that. We could prove that, I don't know, hundreds of ways. It's very, very clear in the scripture. It's very, very clear. They say healing died with the last apostle. They say God heals some, he doesn't hear others. That makes him a prejudiced and unfair God. And that's just not true. And you know that from the way it was worded in Acts chapter 10. Sickness is of the devil. And when the devil came through Adam into this world, he brought sickness with him. Sin and sickness are a duo. It's kind of like apples have apple seeds. Sin has the seed of sickness in it. And if you don't believe God heals today, then you believe when you buy a bushel of apples that they're going to peel them for you, that you don't get the peeling, you just get the apple. You don't get the peeling. What you believe is God didn't do anything for the outside, for the physical man. He just did something on the inside. It's like buying a tree you're going to plant in your yard. And they say, come back at 5 o'clock because we'll have the leaves taken off this tree by then. You can pick it up. So all you bought was the root and the branch. No. God redeemed you, spirit, soul, and body, root, branch, and leaves. The whole man's, you've been redeemed. You've been redeemed. Now, in the Old Testament, there are 5 types of sacrifice. We're not going to make a big deal out of that because you can study that for a year and not remember all that. There was the sin and the trespass offering, sacrifice. Those are the important ones. There was the burnt offering. The burnt offering is when you dedicate yourself fully to the Lord. After a sin and trespass offering, sometimes there was a burnt offering. So you confess your sins, you make the sin sacrifice, and then you offer a burnt offering to say, I'm now committed to the Lord. No, I'm not doing that again. I'm not going in that way again. Spirit, soul, and body, I am thine. Then there's a peace offering, which obviously is a celebration of peace we have with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace, Romans 5:1. And then there is the meat offering. The interesting thing about the meat offering, there's no meat in it. It's a grain offering or a meal offering. It was a thanksgiving offering. What we're concerned about is the sin offering. When you go to the Old Testament, you will see very, very clearly the sin offering was offered not only for what we would consider sin, mistake, error, fault, or flaw. It was offered for disease. There was a sacrifice for disease. If there was a sacrifice of a lamb for disease, to say that the Lamb of God did not conquer disease is a play on being ridiculous. Because everything in the Old Testament, and I'll show you some of that, is a type, a shadow, an example. It represents what's going to happen in the new.